101.7, 7HOFM, Mick and Anna, we're 100% Hobart, and oh my gosh, another episode of The Bachelorette last night, and Mick, you have some things that you would like to ask lovely Georgie love.
Good morning, Georgie.
Good morning, guys. How are you? I'm a bit worried, Mick. What do you have to ask me?
Be worried. He's
I think
a bit
you've
concerned.
Told me a bit of a fib last interview.
What did I fib about?
Well, I said to you, how many guys did you play tonsil hockey with? And you said none, yet you've been out on two private dates, and both of them, they nearly sucked your face off, Georgie. I mean, honestly. He looked like he was eating a chop out of your mouth last night. That bloke. I bet your mother was disturbed.
Let's not talk about my mum watching me pash someone, please.
Oh, do you have those thoughts? Like, do you think, dear, mum and dad are watching this?
Not at the time. Not at the time. But sitting down last night, I was certainly like, oh, God.
Of course, you've got to admit, it did look like he was eating something, didn't it, you know?
No.
It did, Georgie. Well, it looked like you liked him.
He's all right.
Well,
she
wouldn't have pashed him if she didn't like him.
Exactly. Thank you, Anna.
Well, hang on. She's been out on two dates and pashed both of them.
That's all right. I mean, she's not going all the way on the first date, so a bit of a kiss is okay.
Yeah, no, I agree with a kiss
them
all, except for that jerk.
So is the other two, if you want to do that. That's all fine.
Who's the jerk? The one that keeps thinking he's special, Anna?
Oh, what is going on?
With a bit of stubble.
Georgie, can I ask you, why have you kept that dude around, the one that loves himself? He's such a creeper.
Are you talking about Sam?
Yes,
that's the one. I honestly thought he'd be gone last night because I know, can you be honest, are the producers telling you to keep him there because he makes good TV?
No. So the producers were so good with me. I only ever got rid of people that I wanted to get rid of.
Oh,
like, they
good.
Never said, this person has to go this week or this person has to stay. Look, the thing is, in these early stages, there are people that I've, you know, got connections that I've clicked with and I want to explore, and there's people that I just know I never will.
Right.
So it's kind of in the early stages, it's more a matter of working out those ones that I just know there's never going to be anything there with, and, you know, sending them home earlier. And I don't know, Sam intrigues me. Sam intrigues
really?
Me a lot. So,
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Also, remember, I'm not, like, everything we're seeing on the episode...
Yes.
Yeah, you're not
I'm
seeing.
I'm not privy to all of that, so...
All right, well, I'll tell you now, because we have seen it. He's a creep. And I seriously think that if you have a chance to get rid of him, I think you kind of should.
Hey, hang on a minute. Don't say anything. It could be the one she's chosen.
Oh, gosh.
What if it
very,
is?
Very awkward if it's him and we come back and do the interview together.
And you're deeply in love. Oh, my gosh. And you're picking out chinaware. Oh. All right. Well, I'll take it back if I have to in a couple of months from now.
All right. We'll talk about it then.
Okay.
Are you enjoying watching it, Georgie?
Yeah, I am. It's interesting to watch. What I'm finding the most interesting is what they show and what they don't, because obviously, you know, the dates are so long, so they're only ever going to show little bits and pieces. So I'm finding it funny to see which bits they've decided to use, like our pun offs in the car last night. I kind of thought that was just something a bit daggy they wouldn't show, but they've showed that.
Wow.
It's quite amazing. You know, and I know from past experiences, how much time they spend filming. And then you see the show and you think, hang on, what about all that good stuff I did?
Exactly.
Or you made me stand there for 4 hours and it didn't get a flaming show.
I mean, even the cocktail parties, they went for about, like in these early stages, probably went for about 4 hours.
Mm. Wow.
And they just showed teeny little snippets of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's funny. I'll have to sit down with you guys when it's all done and give you a rundown of all the behind-the-scenes
stuff.
Oh,
we can't wait for that.
Hey,
Georgie, so Aaron and Jay didn't get a rose last night. We're actually talking to Jay. Today, shortly.
Any, you got any dirt on him?
Yeah. What's your
I don't think there is such thing as dirt on him. He's a very, very, very lovely guy. He's very deep, like a real deep thinker. He's a wellness coach, so he's all very much about, you know, kind of living your best life
God, I bet
and everything.
He wouldn't be feeling real
so
well once you flicked him.
Is that another word for boring?
No. He was actually very, very interesting. We just didn't have a spark.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
A spark. Yeah.
So what can we expect to see in the next couple of eps? Is there sparks?
Well, tonight's all Courtney's doing. So if you don't enjoy the episode, don't blame me because they're all his dates.
He got to choose. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He had that power to choose your dates.
So I had nothing to do with it, with anything that happens in tonight's episode. It was all all his calls. So
all right.
I think it'll be a very different vibe because it's a bit more boysy, I think. But it was a lot of fun.
And what did you think of old Clancy, you know, allowing you to first of all shave the beard and then he's gone and dived into the pool? And do you think he's trying a bit too hard?
Oh, look, I think in that kind of situation, there's so much testosterone going around. There are so many guys there. There's not a whole lot of time to make an impression. I think that was just kind of his way of standing out. And it was very funny. And I thought that was... It was very, you know, sweet to make such a big gesture just to go on a group date with me.
So I do too.
I'm looking at it that way.
Okay.
I just hope he had his phone in his pocket. thank you, Georgie. We haven't got
Thanks
time for
so
any more.
Much, guys. Well, I'm sure we'll speak again.
Oh,
yeah, can't
hope
wait.
So.
Thank you so much. It's been so fun watching you. I can't wait to hear about the love.
Thanks, Georgie.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Ta-da.